Dudes, we got brand new El Rey Du Corona cigars. The Nouveau Curé torpedoes are aged 5+ years, but they're only available for a limited time. And boy, howdy, is this a great smoke. Don't forget the Coronas, King Coronas, Lanceros in natural and Maduro wrappers. Your handmade cigar home is shop.mikechurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, November 28th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Brave protesters take to the streets and university campuses in China, calling for the CCP and its top leader to step down. Avian flu outbreak wipes out a record 50.54 million U.S. birds. The White House's former disinformation czar, now a foreign agent, and the number of Americans carrying guns has doubled. Brave protesters took to the streets of Shanghai and on university campuses across China over the weekend, with crowds calling for the CCP and its top leader to step down in a rare display of public dissent that the country hasn't seen in decades. Demand freedom, people could be heard shouting in multiple videos, which were widely circulated on social media. Xi Jinping, a man chanted in a video, stepped down, and more followed. Large protests broke out in the far west region of Xinjiang, from Beijing to the southern city of Nanjing, where strict COVID-19 curbs were blamed for 10 deaths and 9 injuries in a high-rise apartment fire in Urumqi, the region's capital city. The avian flu outbreak wipes out a record 50.5 million U.S. birds. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Avian flu has wiped out 50.54 million birds in the United States this year, making it the country's deadliest outbreak in history. U.S. Department of Agriculture data showed on Thursday. The deaths of chickens, turkeys, and other birds represent the worst U.S. animal health disaster to date, topping the previous record of 50.5 million birds that died in an avian flu outbreak in 2015. Losses of poultry flocks sent prices for eggs and turkey meat to record highs, worsening economic pain for consumers facing red-hot inflation and making Thursday's Thanksgiving celebrations more expensive in the United States. The fact that conservative and liberal mainstream media has not been talking about the avian flu outbreak should be concerning to Americans, seeing as it's such an important story, especially when it comes to the food supply chain in the United States. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The White House's former disinformation czar is now a foreign agent. Registration documents viewed by Fox News Digital show that Nina Jankowicz is now working for the Center for Information Resilience in the UK. According to its website, CIR is an independent, nonprofit social enterprise dedicated to countering disinformation, exposing human rights abuses, and combating online behavior harmful to women and minorities. Earlier this year, Jankowicz was appointed to the head of the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board, a position that was ultimately short-lived. Critics questioned Jankowicz's ability to be impartial, pointing to her past positions on social media posts, including casting doubt on the legitimacy of the New York Post's reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop before the 2020 election. That reporting has since been corroborated by several news organizations. Our quote of the day, "The Hail Mary is dew falling from heaven to make the soul fruitful. It is a pure kiss of love we give to Mary," St. Louis de Montfort. And our saint of the day coming up, a woman to whom the Blessed Mother appeared, instructing her to make miraculous medals. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Ladies and gents, pay very close attention. Advent is approaching and you need to act fast. Need an Advent calendar or an Advent calendar for the kids? We got it. How about a St. Andrew Christmas Novena chaplet? We got it. You name it and we have it in the Catholic Corner in the Founders Trade and Post store. Hope you'll shop with us today. Shop.mikechurch.com and a blessed Advent.
Our saint of the day is St. Catherine Laboure. In 1815, Catherine's mother passed away, leaving her 9-year-old French daughter with the responsibility of caring for the household. After her mother's funeral, Catherine returned home and picked up a statue of the Blessed Virgin, it is told. Holding it close, she said, "Now you will be my mother." In January of 1830, Catherine Laboure entered the novitiate of the Daughters of Charity. Months later, on July the 19th in 1830, she awoke from her sleep after hearing a child's voice calling her to the chapel as the Blessed Virgin Mary was waiting for her. As Catherine approached the chapel, the door swung open, revealing a brilliant light. The Blessed Virgin told Catherine she would be given a mission with all the graces necessary to complete it. The Blessed Mother visited her a second time during evening meditations in November of that year. She showed herself inside an oval frame, standing upon a globe, with rays of light coming from her hand toward the globe. Around the frame were the words, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." Mary asked Catherine to take these images to her father confessor, telling him they should be placed on medallions. All who wear them will receive great graces. At first, the priest did not believe Catherine, but after 2 years, he brought her story to the archbishop, and it was the archbishop who ordered 2,000 medals made. Within 4 years, 10 million were made. The medals were dispersed so rapidly and effectively, they were said to be miraculous. Catherine Laboure spent the next 40 years of her life caring for the elderly, sick, and disabled. She passed away on December 31st, 1876. The side altar in the Chapel of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal in Paris is where her body was encased in glass. But it was discovered to be incorrupt after being exhumed in 1933. She was beatified by Pope Pius XI on May 28, 1933, and canonized by Pope Pius XII on July 27, 1947. Catherine Laboure is often shown with a Daughters of Charity habit and the Miraculous Medal. Her feast day is celebrated today, November 28th. The number of Americans carrying firearms daily in 2019 compared to 2015 has doubled, according to a new study published this month. Around 6,000 gun owners carried handguns every day in 2019, up from 3,000 in 2015. This is according to a study from the American Journal of Public Health published on November 16th. And keep in mind, this was before the Biden administration was set loose on the country. The study focuses on owners carrying a handgun on their person, not in their car, and in the wake of loosening restrictions for carrying a handgun. A U.S. Supreme Court case last June also overturned strict gun carrying laws in New York. Protection was cited as a top concern for gun carriers. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.